Oh, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What a great song. What a great meaning it has, and maybe even more so right now. We need to start thinking about what's over on the other side of the rainbow. Hello, everyone. This is Jill Rubin, and I am your host of Let's Talk here on KDNK. And today is very special for me because I believe it's the marking of the beginning of the why, what, where, how, the curiosity. Where are we going from here? We're about to come out of something that we've never experienced in our generation before. And for me, that brings up all new ways of doing business, all new ways of treating each other. And I believe we're going to be able to do that effortlessly with a lot of hard work and kindness. So how does business look? What's the questions? What's the new paradigm that we're going to be going towards when we come out of this? Because we're going to need all brand new things to think about and do. And I cannot think of better guests to have in Business Connect. You just heard her commercial. She is a business member of KDNK, and she's an influencer, and she has been at the tip of talking with all the business community. Welcome, Jillian. How are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. What a day we've been having together.
We've been having a great day, and the intention for you and I today with all of our listeners is to start the conversation of what's next. That's what we're going to do, and I would like to tap into what you're doing. You know, Aspen Business Connect has been on the cusp of connecting our community, primarily in the business aspect and your live events, and now we've gone into the virtual events, so you've carried it on. What's people talking about? What are your business people saying to you that they're thinking about changing as we come out of this devastation?
Well, I think that right now, you know, businesses are really focused on, from the businesses that I've been in touch with, they are really focused on how they can utilize their platforms to help others. There's also the side that there's a lot of people that are worried and afraid of running business differently than what they're used to and losing, of course, the income that they would have been having at this time. But from what I can see with our resilient and incredible community is that people are quickly focusing their models on how they can help others.
And so when we say that, it's not just philanthropy, because we have to earn a living. We have to rebuild what was not working. We have to think about maybe a new way of a model, a new way of doing it that will still prosper each and every one of us. You know, I tend to think that it is the connecting of the person. It's not depending on any big government agency or any big corporation. It is going to be about us coming together as human beings and seeing what we can do for each other with no judgment and support and collaboration. You and I have talked about this as far as you and I together as two human beings coming together and figuring out a way how do we assist each other. So maybe that is the conversation. You know, Jillian, for all you listeners, Jillian's Aspen Business Connect, and we're going to give you all the information at the end of the program today, but she has been taking her conversations to Zoom, and she has what they call coffee chats in the mornings, and then she has some Jillian?
I've been doing and by the way, don't get me wrong, I'm really I'm devastated about what's happening to our world, but the connecting that has been going on behind the scenes between me and the other businesses and what we're doing together has been really a beautiful thing. So the coffee chats I have These are all free. They're 9 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, and I bring in thought leaders of our community. Jill was on my show, my coffee shop this morning, where they're open conversations, but they're led by thought leaders of our community. It's very nice for me to have somebody else lead these conversations in the mornings. And then for a more casual atmosphere, I do Thursday happy hour business mixers. And those business mixers are meant for the business professionals of our valley to come in and get to know each other. So they each have the opportunity to give their 1 minute pitch. And then because I know a lot of the people on the feed, I'm constantly connecting them together to say, oh, well, you two have been telling me separately about things you're trying to do. You two should get together. We're not breaking out yet into separate rooms, but we're all really getting to know each other through these casual happy hour business mixers. But then I also edit them afterward and create little vignettes promoting each business on my platforms. And I'm doing that all for free. And I'm able to do that because of my sponsors. But I am in the flow of who I am right now. And I'm actually really loving it.
Well, I think that goes along with where we are as a society right now on the entire planet. And what it's going to take is for all of us to come together and open up and start sharing and coming up with ideas and opening the communication, and perhaps the conversation should lead to the whys, what, the how, what are you thinking, what can we do together, what can we do separately. We've got a clean slate here. I personally believe we are healing. We are going, this was a deep cleansing, and so we will be able to come together. It's not going to be easy, but it is going to be very, very rewarding of what our life is going to look like. What's it going, how do we begin to start over? How do we begin to continue, which is also going to look different? So these conversations, Jillian had mentioned I was on her virtual coffee chat this morning on Zoom, and we had several people that were able from different aspects, and we had these young people that are very passionate about our local farming, and they were coming up with ideas, and they were talking to them out loud of what are we going to do to save our farmers? Well, it's not just save our farmers, it's going to be feeding us, especially if we don't have a farmer's market. And the collaboration of these conversations is what's going to get us on the other side of the rainbow, if I'm so corny as that is. So I agree with the fact that open conversations, we've got the platforms, and that's what I urge everybody to start thinking about. What are we going to be doing? Add to that for us, Jillian. Tell us, you are an influencer that has been at the cusp of all these people. Talk to us about that. What do you see going to happen and change?
Well, I think that by working together and having these symbiotic relationships where it happens actually organically and naturally, but where we help each other to spread our messages, that is the way we do it. So, for example, I have this Aspen Business Connect private Facebook page, and the businesses are catching on. Nobody wants to see your ad, but we want to see what are you doing that we can, that either benefits us or that we can take and share to others. And it's almost like a wellness page right now. But like Maua McLean from Maua's Kitchen, she's been posting her menu for the day. And it's great because I can then go to this Aspen Business Connect private Facebook page, which is really over 1,500 members of people that are really business, our business community. And I can see, okay, Maua is, she posted this morning, she has homemade chicken pot pies this day. And so I can then, spread the word. You're hungry tonight and you're so tired of cooking, go get her pies. and it's working together. It's not going to just be me that spreads the word. Everybody has to share it to their platforms and get the word out. We all have to work together to help each other. And that's what I'm noticing on some of these Facebook pages, like the Carbondale Community Health page is incredible right now. They've created a website. They have these spreadsheets and Google Docs that show where all the volunteer services are needed so people can fill in what their specialty is, whether it's making food or making masks. And they are now on the spreadsheet. So these private group pages are phenomenal for spreading information, but it takes that quote that it takes a village, or that concept, it really does. And I will say, I mean, we had on our chat this morning Dree, Mitch, and Patrick, who just started The Source. They have, Dree and Mitch have the coffee shop in Basalt, Craft Coffee Shop. They have readjusted their model for right now, and it's become a business where they're going to the local farms and the local artisans, and they're putting these beautiful baskets together, and they're delivering it. Of course, they're being ultra sanitary when they're putting these together, and then they're delivering it to those who order it, and their split is 20-80. So they get 20%, and the artisans get 80%. And they've created a business model that's really going to work. So, but then for them to get the message out, they need their influencers. So they were smart. They dropped off these baskets to the media so that we could experience it for ourselves and have buy-in. And it's clever.
It's clever, and it's a message. It's the message of my intention for today, for everyone listening. This is the opportune time for us to open up, dig deep, get very curious, and find these outlets where we're going to connect, because it's going to take us to collaborate to answer the questions that we don't know. It's going to take us to a level that we never thought we would ever be, because most of us have been very comfortable with a little twinge here and there. But the truth is this could be a very exciting time as we come together. Everybody is still home. We have the Aspen Business Connect. We should be connecting with each other and simply saying, I wonder how this could happen. What do you think of this? This is a time that we get to start over. And we're starting to come out of the devastation. We are going to be out of it soon. This too shall pass. And when we hear these stories and we grow our little communities, because we are finding a way to do that, we will prosper at the end of it. But there's a lot of questions, and the only person that's going to be able to answer all those questions are all of us. Right, Jillian? It's the collaboration. It's the support of each other. It is the having the same destination in an individual way.
You know, it really, I have to say that it took me a long time to get to my point of where I am today. I really just wanted to be in the flow of who I was. I didn't want to be put in the box. I wanted to help and connect community, but I didn't want to do it in the way that I was doing it. And it took me a long time to figure out how to get back to my flow. And I had Rabbi Itzik Vardy on my coffee chat last week, and he was talking about Passover, which is similar to Easter, where it's new beginnings, and it's time, you know, it's a time for healing and new beginnings and reflection. And he said, when we talk about new beginnings, it means going back to the beginning. And what is the beginning? Well, the beginning was, in the beginning, there was just water. And how do we go back to being like water and flowing within ourselves? And the way to do that, the thing that was holding me back and stopping me from being in my flow, was that I was looking at the bottom line. Like, how can I just give up myself and be in my flow if I need to actually be bringing in money as well? And so I had, it took me a while. It took a lot of work for me to figure out how that would work. I didn't want the community paying for what I was doing. I knew that there were big big companies out there that would love to tap into the authenticity and the organicness of what I was delivering. And so who also were in line with my message of really helping community. And so I did bring in these three sponsors who, Slifer Smith and Frampton, Real Estate and Snowmass Space Village Development and First Bank, they are allowing me to be in my flow, and the only way I can do that is that they're supporting me so that I can just keep doing what I'm doing, what I do best.
It's believing in what you do. It's believing in your vision and wanting to be part of that. And the same for you with your sponsor partnerships. You believe in what they're doing and you want to be part of their thing. And that's what I believe is about to happen. I think we're going to see more of, you know, the Zoom meeting this morning was a perfect example of these three young entrepreneurs. A word that is getting bigger and bigger as we move on. Entrepreneur, what does it mean? It means free thinking. It means a lot of hard work, but it means free thinking and tapping into, you know, your soul and your passion and what talks to you the most and prospering from it on the other side of it. And so I hear a free thinker. I hear this morning somebody who's been in business 25 years in a corporate environment that is also experiencing something quite different. And by sharing that information and asking the questions, both will individually grow. And that's what I'm hoping today's conversation will do. I'm hoping that our conversation will lead all of you listeners that are saying, what's next? What's next? I have to reach out because I don't know. And then there's
I learned from this morning from our meeting is that, first of all, we have to have confidence within ourselves. To get to that confidence, we have to look inward and say, you know, what was working before and what wasn't? And this is really, it gives us such a good chance to really be reflective upon that. I know what wasn't working for me. So how do we go inward? And we have to be healthy. You know, we can't just be resorting to our vices. We have to try and be healthy so that we can analyze what was working, what wasn't. So that then when we move forward, we have the confidence that, okay, what I know what was working and what people really wanted from me, that's what I'm going to really tap into, but I need the support. How do I get that support? We'll have to think about because yes, nobody should be giving anything away. Nobody should be giving their talents away, but we can also prosper and give back at the same time. And the thing is, and what they were saying this morning, Dree and Patrick and Mitch, was that they're leading with the model of helping others, but there's a business model underneath it that's working for them, so that everybody is winning in this situation. And I think that is the most important thing, is really figure out what it is, what your talents are, and figure out that business model for yourself so that then you can go and prosper while you also have that, human element to it that's helping others.
Well, listen, all our local businesses are closed down. We've got restaurants closed down. We've got specialty stores closed down. We've got everything closed down except the necessities, as we well know. Pretty soon, we get to open again. And pretty soon there's going to be a flow of newness, and everybody's going to want to get back to going. We cannot fall backwards. What was not working simply was not working, and this is a great opportunity to take the business that you've had and that you worked so hard to build and have a brand new way of doing it. How that looks, we don't know yet, but that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to collaborate and figure out. And I think that's part of our cleansing as a community, a country, a world. We have to figure out how we can rebuild what we've already built. We've got the brick and mortar. Now we have to go to the next step, because what we were doing was maybe not working, and we're crashing. So every time we crash, we got a good thing on the other end, and we open up opportunities, and it's really going to come down to understanding every single person walking the earth wants the same thing. They want health, They want to be recognized. They want to be cared for. So if that's the case, and that's the fundamental part of it, how do we do this together? And it is by connecting. And so, keep watching the time, I'm sorry. So what we're going to do is, all of you listeners, we want you to be part of this. Get your questions ready. Get your conversations ready. Get your curiosity open. And go to AspenBusinessToConnect.com. Jillian is going to be posting everything that we just talked about. She's going to be posting how you can join, how you can become part of this conversation. And enjoy yourselves, and let's get going, because before we know it, we're going to be up and running again. Jillian, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to say how the message is, take care of your neighbor right now. Make sure that you're taking care of your neighbor. It's the same in business. How can you bring in the other, your other local businesses, so we're not all on our own island, so that we are taking care of each other and we are supporting each other. Let's get rid of that I, and let's insert we, and don't lose sight of that, because it's so valuable for us. We've lost and we're losing so many people right now. And if we don't learn from this, we go back to being all about ourselves, then who are we as people on this planet? And let's do our best to work together to help make things better and to really support one another.
And if you don't know, that's what these forums are for. That's what the ask is about. I might not know, but I know who to ask. So for Jillian to be creating these forums for us online while we're sitting at home is almost like a prep course on what's to come. And be vulnerable and be excited. That's the thing. We have to remember that this is a time where we will reevaluate and go for the new. And if we're open-minded and open-hearted, we will all succeed. We will all succeed. Like Jillian said, this is not an I generation anymore. This is about a we. And I want to support you, and you want to support me. And there's enough to go around for every single person.
Yeah, I mean, there's beautiful things being produced right now that oftentimes with their silver lining page, anybody can go on there and put their story in with their picture. It's open to everybody. It's not exclusive to one group of people. And same with the Aspen Business Connect page, it's for business professionals. But don't take it over. Make sure that you're not posting about me all day, every day. You know, make sure that you give other people a chance to utilize that platform. And I am managing it to make sure that that doesn't happen. But we're all working so hard and we're struggling right now. And it's hard. It's hard to just say, okay, but it is about me, because if I don't sell what my product is, I'm going down. There is that fear, but we can't live in fear. I won't live in fear. I won't.
Well, I'm going to start to close right now, and this is going to be my little prayer for the end of this episode, and we will be talking again. This is the time to get very curious. This is the time to connect. This is the time to be vulnerable. And we have an opportunity. We're all at home. We're all online. And this is what's going to take for us to get to the other side of the rainbow. It's waiting for us. That song was done in 1939 with a meaning, and here we are in 2020 with a meeting. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Jillian Livingston from AspenBusinessConnect.com. And let's go forward. Peace out, guys. Until next time, be well.